are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I am getting sick of seeing the media make this 19-year-old kid Boston bombing suspect angelic. Is it just me? Am I, you know, picking up the wrong messages from the media? I'm just getting sick and tired of them showing pictures of him when he was 8, now saying that he said his brother, okay, is the one that made him do it, all right, that he was following his brother. Okay, and then you're hearing interviews by people saying, oh yeah, the brother was always a ringleader. This kid just followed the brother around. I mean, is this what we're gonna do? We're gonna make this kid who was, from what we are being told, 50% responsible, right? 50% of the, Boston massacre, right? 50% of it. Okay, even though I'm pretty confident that there's tons more people involved, but they're just trying to make him look like a little kid, trying to make him look like he was just innocently following his big brother. What are we doing here? I'm just scratching. I'm just, oh my, this is when I get so ticked off. I don't know how the Bostonians can be even putting up with this bullcrap. Okay, really? Oh, it was all his brother. That's what he's saying. The defense could actually say, well, he was a 19-year-old, and 19-year-olds don't really think that clearly on their own. Are you flipping kidding me? If 19-year-olds could be in our army defending our beautiful country, right, and having the mentation and the competency for that, you're telling me a college kid, all right, is now unfit or not competent enough to stand trial? Is that what they're trying to feed us now? Listen, Israel has been, telling us for years that Syria has some pretty deadly potential for their terrorist attacks. And today they had said that they have evidence that Syria has used chemical arms repeatedly, right? You know, and they're asking, you know, for the Obama administration to intervene. Is our country now taking on the position of being lovey-dovey? Is that what America wants to look like? Oh, we're so nice. We're so cool. We're not going to interfere with Syria. We're not going to interfere with North Korea. Everything is lovey-dovey. This is a 19-year-old boy who was the victim of an abusive brother who was in charge. And the boy never went to the mosque unless his brother was there. And, you know, this boy could be possibly a candidate for rehabilitation. Listen, I'm not living in America because we're nice and lovey-dovey, okay? I'm an American, and I live here, and I pay my taxes because we are a strong country. We are a formidable force. You don't mess with us. And that is the attitude that I think we need to portray to the world. I think this lovey-dovey bullcrap is going to just do us in. Let's listen to what you guys have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James calling from Kentucky. Is this my James? James, buddy, what's going on?
Yeah, I just thought I'd weigh in on your frustration. You know, this is going by way of what they did with Trayvon Martin. Mm-hmm. They did the same thing. They played him up, be this little innocent little kid and all this. And I've got the attitude, like you said yesterday, that about the billboard that, you know, it's God's position to judge a terrorist and
right.
God's position to arrange it.
Where I come from,
you may have to, if you live uptown, you may have to call 911, but where I come from, I am 911.
Mm-hmm.
I say we just treat him accordingly, you know.
Exactly.
He knew what he was doing. He was old enough. So, you know, treat him accordingly to the crimes that he committed.
Exactly. And they're making him out They're making him out to be this little college student, and who I think got scholarship, by the way. All right, I mean, but that's neither here nor there. You know what they want us to feel sorry? Are they trying to have us now feel sorry that this kid is a? What about the Fort Hood? Thank you for calling, James, by the way. What about the Fort Hood assassin? They were trying to make us feel sorry for him too. What are they trying to do? Is that what we're supposed to do? Are we kind of going back to the whole everybody hold their hand, hold each other's hands, kumbaya type of scenario? From what I understand, there was another plot. They have arrested the guy, I believe, plotting some sort of a terrorist attack. And it was breaking news this morning. I apologize. I don't have the story yet. Where there was supposed to be a plot they were going to attack one of the trains between U.S. and Canada, either coming from Canada to the U.S. versus U.S. to Canada. I apologize. You guys may know more about it than I do. I was prepping for the show when I heard about it. And, I mean, people want to always attack us. People want to kill us. They don't like us. Okay? People don't like Americans. When somebody doesn't like you, what do? Do you stick your face out, pucker your lips, and go kissy kissy? No, you defend yourself. You prepare. People don't like us. You know, the gentleman who was carjacked by the Sarnet brothers, apparently he said what saved his life is he told them that he was Chinese. They had told him that, I guess, they hated Americans, and I guess what saved his life is because he was an American, because he was Chinese. Now, still, he was able to escape, and as he was running off, he still feared for his life. But, you know, obviously, okay, these guys wanted to hurt Americans. And if I see anything done less than the death penalty, I don't know what I'm going to do. You got to be careful. You can't. I don't know. I don't want to leave this country because I don't think there's enough of, you know, people like me and you here. But I think America will have reached its ultimate low. All right. If they try to rehabilitate this young boy, this is bull crap. Don't go away. Lots of medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So today, we're going to be talking about how a report has surfaced saying there's really no benefit from screening all patients for suicide. Nah, save the money, no need, not going to work. So we're going to talk about suicide, some warning signs, and if any of you guys have ever considered suicide and what made you not do it, okay? I'm assuming the people who did it won't be able to call in, but for those of you who chose not to, I'd like to definitely hear from you. Ross is going to be talking about how they think computer software systems are going to be able to judge your health better than doctors. And they're saying right now these certain software programs that are coming out are doing better than the average doctor, especially when it comes to curing cancer. Really? You're kidding me? Then we're going to talk about marijuana being considered now a more effective pain treatment than pain medicine. Marijuana in pill form. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your critiques, and your love. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we're lovey-dovey country right now. Everything's all about love. Anybody trying to hurt us, right? We should be able to rehabilitate. right? You know, just a little 19-year-old boy, right? Let him be. Read him his Miranda rights, right? He's not a terrorist. He's a refugee. He's a Chechenian. All right, I'll move on. Gosh, that ticks me off. I'm furious. I don't know how these, but it just blows my mind how people put up with this stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So after completing a review of existing research, lazy. I tell you, you know, these researchers, they could come up with their own research, or they could just research a whole bunch of other people's research. Yeah, I love that when people make it really big, just researching other people's research. Yeah, do your own. Anyway, I don't review other people's research. I broadcast. There's a big difference. I could broadcast. I don't have to come up with my own research and broadcast that. Okay? What I research wouldn't probably really interest you. Okay? I really kind of dig, you know, listening to music and, you know, figuring out it's rhythm bass, you know, like 12-bar blues, things like that. Yeah, I like to research music. I like to look at bugs. I like to research different types of chocolate. I could do my own work, but then it wouldn't be the Dr. Dolly Show. So I'm allowed to broadcast on other people's research. Okay? I just don't, you know, make a lot of money doing it like these other people do. So, after completing a review of existing research, an expert panel has determined there is not enough evidence to recommend that all teens and adults be screened for suicide risk factors. Okay? I guess because it costs money and Obamacare doesn't cover it. This finding applies to those without a current mental health disorder or a history of mental illness. According to the draft recommendation posted by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, the USPSTF. It's an independent medical panel with federal government support. The authors of the guidelines pointed out, however, okay, right, ooh, this is some juicy stuff, that it is important to find ways to prevent suffering among those who would attempt suicide, and among the families and communities of those who attempt or die by suicide. Absolutely. Once a person is suicidal, then intervene. Yeah, I like that, okay? No need to screen, no need to find out beforehand, but once they're running around with a gun or a knife, or once they've killed themselves, then the USPSTF recommends that we intervene, that there may be a benefit. Yeah, okay? They say, unfortunately, at this time, we don't know if asking everyone who visits a doctor or nurse about the risk factors for suicide leads to fewer suicides and suicide attempts. They don't know because many of these guys aren't in the trenches working, okay? For example, if I think there is somebody who is kind of going through the motions. Now, we've talked about this, and of course, I want to hear from you all. I hope none of you all have been suicidal at one point, but when you were, you know, contemplating suicide, what were you thinking of doing, and how did you get out of it? I mean, how did you change your mind? How did you turn the corner, so to speak? All right, sorry, I lost my computer right now. Oh, don't you hate that? Okay, here we go. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as a physician, I'm trained to not, I guess, see the obvious, but to search and go on the hunt. Okay, people don't walk in saying, I have hereditary hemochromatosis, or I have epididymitis. No, they don't do that. They don't say, hi, I have an inflamed uvula, or I have an ovarian tumor. They don't do that. It would be nice. It would make my job a hell of a lot easier, but they don't do that. Okay? So instead, I need to look at their symptoms and figure it out. So when somebody comes in saying, you know, I can't sleep, I don't know, I'm in pain, I don't know what I want. Okay, to me, I get a little nervous, right? And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want? I don't know why I'm here. I really don't know why I'm here. They're kind of in a fog. Okay, somebody like that, I'm going to probably dig in a little deeper. And I don't just outright go, are you thinking about killing yourself? Oh, by the way, hi, I'm Dr. Wax. Thank you for coming to the practice as a new patient. You know, you don't do that. Okay, you kind of sit down. It's always nice to sit down, by the way. If any doctors are listening, sometimes it's really good to sit down. Now, mind you, I had no idea that I had a hole in the crotch of my scrub pants probably for a good few weeks, I had no idea, and patients didn't tell me. So I have learned now to either stand up, or if I do sit down, have my knees very closely bolted together. And can I just put out an apology there for all of you patients who saw the whole... Now, of course, I was wearing underwear, but still, I mean, that's not something that really, you know, helps the visit go, you know, on skates. So I apologize about that. But anyway, you sit down and you're like, okay, what's going on? What are you thinking about? You know, well, I don't know. This has been going on. You're like, you know, you're a little down. Are you in a funk? Yeah, I guess you call it, I'm in a funk. All right. And then you kind of go from there. You know, I mean, are you liking life, or is, life not treating you the way you want it to? Like, I don't know. I'm just not happy anymore. I don't know. Nothing makes me giggle. Nothing makes me happy. All right. You know, some people say, all right, that's clinical depression. True. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, that could be depression. That's fine. But I'm not going to just start throwing medication. I want to dig a little deeper. Again, I want to find out why. Okay. Is it because they don't like their job? Is it because they don't like their wife? Is it because they don't like, you know, the radio shows they listen to all the time? And then I'm like, well, you know, there is this great show called The Dr. Dolly Show, you know. Yeah. You know, something to put a nice little bright step under their step. Anyway, so what are some suicide warning signs, okay? Well, you know, if you have a person in front of you that thinks they're a waste, or that you would do better if they weren't around, okay, that doesn't mean they're breaking up with you and they're going to leave, okay? That probably means, I mean, leave, you know, the neighborhood. That may mean they want to leave life, okay? If somebody, tried to attempt suicide, maybe by taking, you know, 6 Tylenol, it didn't work, and then they make some comments saying, you know, I can't even do that right. Okay, watch them, because they may want their final act on this earth to be something that they were successful in. You know, we had discussed suicide and why some people, you know, even consider suicide or contemplate suicide. And there's a very small subset of people, usually men, who are scared of death and they're scared of dying, and they want the control. And you'll have people, they're, you know, their life is going fine, right? But they, you know, somebody dies that's close to them, or they hear of somebody who's dying, and they want that control. So sometimes a suicidal tendency has nothing to do with depression. It could be a control issue. Who just saw the season finale of Dallas? Right? Okay. Who shot JR? Yeah, JR was shot again, and they did, yeah. All right, but actually, JR, I can't tell you? No. You guys haven't seen, okay, I gotta wait. All right, so I can't tell you how JR died on the season finale of Dallas. But for those of you who watch, you know what I'm saying, right? Okay, you know what I'm saying. If somebody goes, you know what, I think I'm just a burden. Right? Or you start to see somebody get their affairs in over order when they never really had their affairs in order. They start paying off debts. Or your older son gives your younger daughter one of his most prized possessions. Okay? Those are warning signs. Now, when the task force says, nah, we don't need to waste time screening, I would like to tell all doctors, if you are getting the spidey sense and the hairs are standing up on the back of your neck, you jump in. Okay? Screen or no screen. That's your job. You're supposed to investigate. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord,
Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Okay, I don't even want to go into this next topic because researchers have found that a computer model was better able to predict the way in which lung cancer patients would respond to radiotherapy and chemotherapy than health experts were. Meaning my job, many other doctors' jobs, can be very easily taken over by a computer. I know some of you are like, ha ha, right? You know, I'm getting hoarse. I can't do that, Simpsons. Ha ha, I can't do it. Because many of you guys have lost your jobs to computers, right? I see what's been going on, right? Like at the airport, right? All you do is kind of stick in your little card, right, for your parking ticket. You pay through the machine, and then you leave. No more toll booth operators there. I get that. I get people have been losing their job. But I thought, you know, at least in medicine, okay, they want people to think. And they're not going to have computer or software programs take over our job. But no, no, no. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. And remember, they want to save money. Now, some of the doctors are actually for this. Some of the doctors are actually using this computer software. Okay, you see what they're doing? They're saying, okay, you know what? No, 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 no. Okay, a doctor can still be at the helm, okay, you know, because they don't want us to get mad and not allow this to go through. But once this goes through, okay, and once this takes on, you know, you can be sure the doctors are leaving or are getting fired. Say that right now. I'm predicting it right now. According to The Independent, the scientists inputted each patient's medical history into the model, which then gave more accurate predictions of how the patient would fare over the next 2 years than experienced oncologists did. Okay, are these computers going to medical school? Are they? The researchers at Maastricht University Medical Hospital in the Netherlands used the computer model to predict the futures of 121 lung cancer patients. The model analyzed the patient's chances of surviving for 2 years and predicted which ones would suffer from swallowing and breathing difficulties. In all three predictions, the computer proved significantly more accurate than the patient's doctors were. Okay, can I ask you something? How do you predict cancer? I understand cancer has some trends, all right? I understand that, but remember, it's cancer. Cancer, the cells are chaotic, okay? Cancer is supposed to dupe us. That's what cancer does. It dupes, okay? I can't tell you how many patients who were given a few months to live are still alive, thank God, kicking 10 years later. Then you have other people who have been told that their cancer is completely clear, comes back with it full-blown, and then dies in 6 months. Why does that happen? Because it's cancer. Okay? Cancer still has some unpredictability. If it was predictable, it would be benign. But it's not that predictable. It can metastasize to the brain. It can metastasize to the lungs. It can metastasize to the bones. It can metastasize to the liver. Or it can not metastasize at all. And it could just eat away and eat away and eat away and fester and eat away. So, they're telling me that a computer can figure all this out. Okay, where's the instinct? Yes, I want to protect my job. Yeah, I'm not an oncologist, but watch. They'll say robots can later do your pap smear. You know, I mean, your robots and computers are going to be taking over everything. All right, so anyway, now, one of the doctors, Dr. Carrie Oberge, says we have shown that current models already outperform doctors. Therefore, the study can be used as a strong argument in favor of using prediction models and changing currently clinical practice. No one's going to need the doctor anymore. You know how much cheaper a piece of software is than a doctor? I know y'all think I'm over-exaggerating with this, but this is where it starts. Okay. Dr. Oberge, or Oberig, and her team believe, oh, it's a woman? I got to talk to this chick. She says they believe that the computer models will become more and more important in cancer treatment as increasing amounts of data is collected about each sufferer. The theory is compounded by the discovery that tumors differ between patients, so require different treatment depending on the patient's genes, establishing the best form of treatment based on genetics. You know, be careful what you're doing. All right, be careful. You know what? It's like one of these people joining the bad guys. Okay, thinking, you know, them helping the bad guys will be on the bad guy's team. Then the bad guy always shoots them right near the end of the movie, two-thirds into the movie. And then you're like, wow, that guy is a real bad guy. Okay, that's what we're looking at. Now, there was this breakthrough study, okay, again, you know, anti-doctor, saying doctors will order fewer lab tests when they know the prices. There was a report out that the U.S. healthcare system wasted $226 billion on over-treatment and unnecessary use of lab tests during 2011. Now, this was a study published in the JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. All right? And they said if you actually show the doctors what the labs cost, they'll order less. Okay, I think that's ridiculous. First of all, okay, we understand what the whole scheme is, all right, with cost of tests. Okay, we understand. We understand that the lab charges $70 or $200 or $150 or $1,000, right? And then the insurance company knocks it down about 80%, roughly. Okay, then patient has copay, or then after the knockdown, it's the remaining 20% or 15% or 35% gets split up between the hospital and the patient. So we have a system here where the numbers are kind of false. We have this very falsely elevated system because we have insurance companies at play where the numbers are so much higher than they need to be. Now, why does that even happen? Well, when I started my practice, I took my prices from the clinic I had trained in residency. But I had thought it was a little ridiculous to charge $25 for a urinalysis, for a urine test. So I decided to drop the price down to $5, okay? So then I start to, you know, bill, I see a patient, etc., and I see what the insurance company does. My $100 charge got knocked down to $30.72. Patient had to pay the $30. I only got 72 cents from the insurance company. But I saw that I got the full $5 on the urine test. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. Why didn't they mark down the urine test? Well, they do mark down the urine test. They believe that the urine test deserved $7. So if I only asked for $5, that's all I got. So you have to overcompensate and put a higher price. So then I started to do $10, and then we did $15, etc., and then you went up from there. Because if you, you know, the lower you ask, the less you'll get, depending on what the insurance company's discount rate is. Now, some of you will say, well, then, Dr. Dahlia, you need to know what the discount rate is. It's almost impossible to know every single insurance company's discount rate, and then it changes. Every now and then you're like, wait, now that's all they're paying? It just changes. They don't even tell you when it changes. So what hospitals do, what clinics do, what labs do, pharmacies do, is what they do is they charge over so that they don't undercharge because everything gets written off. So we're in a system where whatever the doctor or the facility wants to charge, it already gets knocked down to ridiculous levels. So they have to have a level which, unfortunately, the cash patients may be stuck paying that is over beyond what it should be. So if you're telling me that you're going to show me that a thyroid test is $70, that's not going to stop me from ordering it because I know the whole system is screwed up. If the patient needs a thyroid test, the patient needs a thyroid test. And let's say I decide not to order a blood test on you because I see what the price of the lab is. Do you think that's going to save me in a lawsuit? Do you think when I try to argue, well, I missed his blood sepsis because I saw what LabCorp or Quest charged and I wanted to save money. I wanted to save the patient money, so I didn't order the test. You think that's going to save me from a multimillion-dollar lawsuit? Do you think it's going to save the life of a patient? No. So telling us doctors to look at the price before we order the test. And by the way, I want to talk about unnecessary tests. What tests are unnecessary and what aren't? So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we have an app on iPhone and an app on the Androids. So just, I guess, go to your app store. I don't know how to download the Android apps, but I know Apple has an app store. It's free. Don't spend any money. Download the Dr. Dahlia app, and you can listen to any of the shows. We cover so much information in the 3 hours a day that I can't squeeze it all into the particular hour that you may listen in on. So go to my go to the apps, and then you can download it and listen to any of the shows whenever you want. Now, Jonathan writes, Doctor, I saw my orthopedic surgeon the other day for a torn rotator cuff. Rotator cuff. And he wants to do surgery before even getting an MRI. Why would he jump right to surgery? Don't I need therapy first? Maybe I don't need surgery. Okay, this is kind of interesting. I want to know where you're living. Where I practice, usually the orthopedic surgeons will get an MRI. Okay, because the MRI, it's just, why not? It'll tell you a lot about the joint. Yes, we have had people that have had, traumatic, traumatic injuries orthopedically, and we would just, take them right, to the OR. But if you've been having problems with your shoulder for a while and rotator cuff injuries, a lot of times, sometimes we don't really need MRIs per se to make our diagnoses. I used to get yelled at when I was in training by our, superior, doctors saying, I don't understand why you're ordering the CT. Okay, you should be able to tell if somebody has appendicitis or a gallbladder issue without ordering the imaging studies. Okay, because CAT scans were starting to be used pretty widely in the 90s when I was in training, so we ordered the CAT scan. That's just what you did. And, the doctors, of course, that were older than us, didn't have CAT scans. So they got mad that we were being trained to order the CAT scan and not, being able to touch the patient and know what's going on. So lucky for me, I still got a lot of that hands-on before the test took over. MRIs were just barely, being used. And the problem with that, though, is I didn't get the training I wanted to in reading an MRI. I learned how to read CAT scans and x-rays pretty well. Didn't get a lot of training in learning how to read an MRI because the MRIs were just getting started then. So I've kind of had to learn on my own. But the MRI was a very, very useful tool in using non-radiation techniques to take a look at the joint with very high resolution using magnetic resonance imaging. So basically, if let's say you, you've had multiple CAT scans already, using an MRI was a very welcomed option because of the lack of radiation. Plus, it would look at the brain, it would look at the joints a lot more definitively. So you could see from a neurological standpoint a lot more than you could have ever seen on a CAT scan. Even though, yes, many of you guys have had CAT scans on your back and on your body parts, because if you had metal or shrapnel, from, previous tours, you, couldn't get an MRI because, with the MRIs, the magnetization could cause that shrapnel to move and, et cetera, or a lodged bullet. But, MRIs, definitely taken on by the orthopedist, and it would confirm torn meniscus in the knees, rotator cuff issues, slap tears, slap lesions, etc. And it would also be a very helpful tool in a court case. Okay? If somebody said you took me to surgery unnecessarily, having an MRI that demonstrated that you had pretty extensive pathology would then also be a case for you going into surgery. So the MRI actually helped patients a lot, because if a doctor said, I'm taking you to surgery, and the patient's like, well, why? They're like, well, we need to explore and see what's going on. The MRI kind of gave an inside look without you having to go through surgical exploration. So that's pretty cool. Now, still, there's certain things that need to be surgically explored that won't be picked up on CAT scans or MRIs, like endometriosis, for example. If somebody has very painful periods and we think part of their uterus lining had escaped and landed on the bowel or landed on the ovary or even has a high up as the liver, all right, you can't pick that up by ultrasound or CAT scan usually. So they do an exploratory laparoscopy where they look in and they take a peek and, et cetera. I don't really see that often orthopedics going right to surgery, from an outpatient setting without at least having the MRI. Now, maybe this particular surgeon is a huge fan of Obamacare and he wants to save money. I mean, MRIs could be expensive, anywhere from nothing out of pocket with your insurance to $2,000. out of pocket, you know, maybe even more. So I get that MRIs could be expensive. So if he's going straight to surgery, maybe he is so confident in your rotator cuff, you know, lesion that he's like, look, I don't need the MRI. I'm going to go in and I'm going to see what I see and fix it. And, you know, that may be old school, or again, he may be saving money. Many of you have asked, you know, how do you know if a doctor is just being surgery happy because of the recession? I told you guys what to do. You get a second opinion. All right. I know some of you are concerned about some of the ethics out there of doctors. Everybody I know is, I mean, pretty good, pretty sharp. And they usually need to have an argument to send you to surgery. Okay. They have to have, some sort of evidence that you are a candidate for surgery. Either you failed conservative treatment, physical therapy didn't work, you've been in pain for months, etc., or you've had something traumatic like a compound fracture where, you know, an open compound fracture where they need to go in right now and do an, you know, open reduction, internal fixation, etc. But, you know, if this is day one of him meeting you, saying, let's go right to surgery, I can understand why you'd be a little suspect. So, you know, sit down and ask him, you know, and go, you know, look why. Now, some of them will actually, some of the doctors, you know, will tell you straight, go, look, I've seen these injuries, and I've seen people go through months of therapy without it working. And I think it's a waste of time. And it's very interesting because a lot of times you could be Monday morning quarterback. I do disability exams for the state. And I see somebody come in with a certain sort of fall or certain, you know, injury. And I'm like, oh, I bet they're going to need a, you know, medial meniscectomy. And, of course, 6 months later, that's what they get. So some doctors may be saying, you know what, let's just save you the money with the therapy. You're in pain. I mean, you're, you know, it's sounding like you got torn cartilage. Let's just go in and fix it. And that doesn't mean they're unethical. It means they're trying to save time. But usually the orthopedic surgeons have some sort of a protocol where they, you know, will try the therapy. They'll try an injection. You know, they'll try tincture of time, we call it. And, Amy Elwood, who I trained under, at the university, would say tincture of time cures a lot. And it's true, you know? So going back to unnecessary tests. What really ticks me off when they say doctors order unnecessary tests is, to me, a definition of an unnecessary test is you fracturing your elbow and the doctor deciding to take a picture of your left knee. You know, I mean, that's an unnecessary test. We're not even talking about the knee. We're talking about the elbow. Why are they taking a picture of the knee? To me, that's an unnecessary test. Okay, but it's all in the eyes of the beholder. Okay, I mean, when these researchers claim that we're doing unnecessary tests, what are they talking about? Are they talking about jaw X-rays when we're evaluating a swollen toe? No, they're probably not. They're probably saying, well, doctors are ordering thyroid tests when the thyroid test was normal a few years ago. They're ordering cholesterol tests a little bit too often when you're on medication. Well, that's subjective. Okay, if you're taking a medication and if you're spending $40-$50 a month, and this is a medication that has the potential to hurt your muscles and your liver, don't you think you want to know, A, if it's even working, and B, if it's hurting the liver or hurting the muscles by us running the CPK? I wouldn't call that unnecessary. So be very, very careful. I know we're coming up here at the end of the first hour, but still, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What has been done to you that you would consider unnecessary in the medical setting? 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.